contract we link quite a number of things. I'm certain that a current study calls are very short period, but in the period that we had, I think members that were part of the
and that country is worth visiting, no matter how short the trip is. And they have also, with the challenges of the language, they have also learned some things from ourselves. So today we are to consider that report. Having said that, honourable members, we have got thank you very much. We will go into introductions. I think we did not introduce ourselves except only two. One, you will use this to introduce yourself? You're the only one? Okay.
Good morning, everyone. My name is I'm actually from Financial Monitoring.
I couldn't pick up your name. Your name is?
Ngozi Odeaka.
Oh.
I'm a member of the Parliamentary Monitoring Group.
Oh.
So.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. On apologies, we've got two apologies. One, Vulokazi, Ms. Matalamba is on holiday. He's being relieved by...
He's being relieved by the manager from the section.
Yes, I wanted her to say that by the manager. So it's either Vulokazi is somebody, or this committee is a committee that if its secretary is on leave, it is the manager. We'll have to check on that before we rise. What does that mean? But no, thank you very much.
I'm not sure if it's noted, Chair, but please, Patricia Kapani's husband passed away very suddenly on Monday, so there is an apology from her. She's obviously going through a very traumatic period at the moment and obviously has not been able to apologize in writing, because I think her focus is very much somewhere else. But we keep her in our prayers. It was a sudden passing of her husband, and
thank you for that. We have also got an apology from Honourable Mubendabu, who is starting at the ASOC Committee on Gender, on the Commission for Gender Equality. We have also got an apology of Honourable Konzo, who has lost her daughter. I'm sorry, his daughter, on Monday. Also, he is not going to be with us until everything has been. We are still waiting to hear when we then be the date of the funeral for them. He is coming from Islamabad, but we will keep as usual. As members know how we circulate, but we'll also keep the members of the committee abreast on what and the staff on all the processes. We'll also appreciate if we can then get the information on when is Honourable Governor's husband going to be buried. Thank you very much, Honourable Members. I'm of the understanding that we do the last time we were okay, when we were in Cuba there were presentations that were in Spanish. And we then requested the embassy to translate that for us. I think all of us do have that package, and let's thank the staff for ensuring that we do get those documents, which are the documents that we are to keep, because they are really for to empower us and to remind us on some of the things as we are moving forward in understanding exactly the relationship between ourselves and that country. Having said that, honourable members, we do have a report in front of us. What we'll do, we'll then go through the page, unfortunately, of page one is not marked. Page one, which is the cover, that takes us to background. Any comments? Page two. Come again.
Why are
you
only two?
No, we are three. Honorable Wilson, Honorable Michelle, and myself. Myself. Page two. Page three. Page four. For the benefit of those that were not part of us, polyclinics, and I'm subject to remember, polyclinics are, can I say they are of the standard of hospitals? They call them polyclinics, where in fact is a hospital, which it can be a hospital, but also part of a community health center. If it is then broadened, but it's more of hospitals, which are honourable.
In principle, indeed, they are classified as clinics there, but they are outpatient centres only in principle. But there are doctors and ambulance services for each one of them. There are beds only for emergency cases only. So basically, it's an outpatient center, if that makes it any better sense for you, Chair.
No, thank you. Page four. Page five.
I'm just on page five, just under the main causes of death in all ages in 2007. It's malignant tumors, not malign tumors.
Correction, malignant. It's pneumonia, and P is not supposed to be capital P. Maybe, okay. Page six. page 7. Okay, before you, Honorable Wilson, can you take Honorable Michelle?
No, on page 6, the comment was informed that I have committed 6.5 years and 8.45 years in whatever it is. The 7.5 represent my brother, and I took it as the 8.45 represent my name.
76. It's May. Sorry for that. Honorable Wilson.
Thank you. On page 7, and I want to refer to section 2.
Are you on 7? If you're on 7, can I get on my 7?
Yeah. The committee was informed that life expectancy in Cuba is not that life expectancy in is at 7.
In Cuba. Okay. Honorable Wilson?
Sorry, Chair, yes, we finished on page 6. On page 7, I want to deal with 3.5, the meeting with the South African student studying at the Medical Sciences in the University of Villa Clara. I'm quite happy with what is written here, okay, in the main. But I think it must be noted that on our arrival there, the South African students were exceptionally rooted to this committee. And a couple of them, in fact, four or five of them, were visibly drunk, which did not create a good impression for us as South Africans or, you know, that they are representing this country. And I think it needs to be noted. Thank you.
Should we note it? Okay, before I don't know whether Honorable Maisa is going to be responding to that. Honorable Maisa?
What is not written here?
Yeah.
I think what is not written here is that
If I can take another approach, I think the issue that you Honorable Wilson is raising in terms of the conduct and the behavior, in my understanding is that we didn't engage the students on that, safe to say that like in any other meeting you will call people to order. But that of us having that interaction with them in terms of in the meeting, in terms of saying we think that X is behavior is not acceptable, it will be in that context that it will then reflect in the report. But it does not mean that we are not to because remember that we didn't raise that with the children, with the authorities of the university and with the ministry. So for diplomatic, in my understanding, I'm subject to correction for those that are well versed with issues of protocols, is that it can then be in a report a matter that we didn't have and formally report it in June. Yes, we have noted that it has been our concern, but because we have not engaged with the authorities there, we can then be something that we put it here. Honorable Wilson, then it's Honorable Makare.
I understand what you're trying to say. I mean, we did engage with the students and tell them while we were in that meeting that their behavior was disgusting. In fact, we called them to order several times. We might not have taken it at a diplomatic level because it was a South African delegation with South African students. Nobody else was involved. But I do believe that this report must say that the committee was concerned about the treatment of the committee and behavior of the students, and that this matter must be reported to the relevant authority, whether it be the provincial MEC or whatever. Thank you.
Before Mr. Makalela comes in, my other difficulty is that Honorable Wilson speaks as if it's the entire Concord, the entire group, whereas it was two. So now to paint all of them again, that is, but it's Honorable Makalela.
No, I wanted to check here whether what did you not make a collective observation that there were some individuals who behaved in a manner that was unbecoming? Not the totality. Because if you did make a collective observation that there were some individuals who behaved in a manner that is unacceptable, it's an observation. To put in the report doesn't have to have been engaged with whatsoever authority. It's your own independent observation as members who were there, who were interacting with them. That's what you observe. And you are raising it as a concern so that anybody reading the report, that is the minister in particular, must then understand that there are some individuals who are behaving in a manner that is not in the interest of someone.
Well, it was a collective observation by the committee. I can't recall. Maybe the stipend will recall if we did ask which provinces they are coming from. But it was a collective observation. Honourable Meister.
Yeah. We there was an incident where we noted that one person was a bit tipsy, and when we called him to order and he left the room. Okay? And I was thinking that he was trying to do the student protest type of thing, where students become unruly and to try to educate, but then they looked at him also and he left. The girls went to check him out. So that was the incident that I noticed. Because he realized that he was going to win your money. To agitate, but he didn't succeed and he left the room.
Why don't we, because it was a collective, welcome Honorable Tibagwa, it was a collective observation. Why don't we phrase it in a manner that Mashalela is suggests that we observe an unbecoming conduct with some students. If that will be fine with members.
The fact that we didn't sit down and discuss it and note it, it was just personal observation that we never collectively sat down and said, this is unbecoming and blah, 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 so that we could have noted it and told the official, especially the man who was in charge of them, to take note of those things and deal with them. But it was only two. The other one sat down, the other one went out. And that's why maybe in our report it wasn't, we didn't make a big deal out of it. Children are always like that. They want to attention. And so we couldn't drag it in here when we didn't do it. If we did it, it would be justified, or we omitted it after we discussed it. It would be justified to bring it into the report.
I've noted you, Honorable Wilson. But Honorable Maisela, I think we were seriously concerned. I hope Lindo Kuhle can we were really seriously concerned about the conduct, and the person who is in charge of that mission, Dr. Wu, I've just forgotten the name, was part of the meeting. We also raised that concern with him, and in fact, it's also because of that. It's because of that there are some points that are being reflected here, in particular about what do we think must be done to students when they are being prepared to go to Cuba. It's precisely because of that behavior which we even, that's why I'm saying it's either whether we should have sat down formally with the ambassador, but it was a matter that was of a serious concern to us. That's why I'm saying, because I don't want us to labor too much on that. I think the what Honorable Mashalela was saying, I think that will be okay for me to just reflect that we know we have observed an unbecoming conduct on some of the students that we met with, and we can close it there. And then if the department or would then want to ask a clarity, to then be able to explain. What I was a bit uncomfortable with, to be honest, is when Honorable Wilson said they were drunk and whatever. I don't know whether she wanted us to put it in that format, but I think what Honorable Mashalela was raising, it sufficed in reflecting how we felt about our observations. Honorable Wilson,
thank you, Chair. Principally what I wrote was is that the committee observed that some of the SA students who met with the portfolio behaved in an unacceptable manner, unbecoming of South African students in a foreign country.
Are we confident? It's more or less the same with what Honorable Mashalela was saying. I think we're all covered with that. Honorable Maisha?
Yeah.
Are you on the same?
We did get some things which were much more serious than this. I don't know whether they are sincere. But because we were not making them our report, on two students, meeting them the first time and they behaving and walking out, they didn't cause any consternation to say, you are behaving in a bad way. We didn't even point that out to them. They just realized that they were behaving. We noticed their body language and their behavior. But they left. For instance, they said that if they misbehave, they are expelled. You understand? And then their careers are lost. So they were asking whether they could continue somewhere if they misbehave and expel. We couldn't put those things which were not discussed. This was their report, and it is put here on the on this, that misbehavior by the Cubans is not countenance, and students are expelled if they misbehave. So I don't know, but I suppose, because we also, and they left, we wouldn't say it's their behavior, it's their natural behavior, they behave like that all the time, because if they behave, they get expelled. Thank you.
I don't want us to labor. I was chairing that session. I remember at a particular time I called twice a student to order. So I was there, Honorable Wilson and yourself, and I'm sure Honorable Ndaba. There was a time when Honorable Ndaba had to interject me. So it's not about the two, the one that walked away. That one I remember very well. I can see even where the others were seated. But can we close it at that? On I think the Secretariat in rephrasing, in putting that and putting it in a manner that honor in craft it in the way that the members are suggesting. Page 8. On page 8, what I find it missing, which was raised formally by the minister, is there, should I say, frustration, disappointment of us in South Africa of not honoring their invitation. If you remember, I'm just finding it. I thought it's important that we reflect on that because it was formally raised and very emphatically, if honourable members can remember, on our interaction with the ministry. Page 10.
That's what I was saying.
It is not reflecting in the report, and I think it's important that it was formally raised in the meeting. We are on page 10. Page 11. Page 11. Then 4 of 11 is recommendation. And we are now dealing with recommendations. Can I check bullet 1? That the program should be centralized in order to improve its condition.
Coordination.
This should also assist in dealing with the issues of uniformity among students. And then, Honorable Maisa?
The essence is that it should be the Department of Health, not just the provinces, even if it's the centralized somehow, but it should be under the Department of This is educational health, higher educational health. Department of Higher Education.
Do you want to add something or want to be with?
No, I was just saying it should be a combination of the Department of Education and Health.
Of higher education.
The Department of Health.
All right.
Because at the completion of their studies, they are supposed to render their services in the Department of Health.
All right. We are comfortable with that. The second layer, there should be an ongoing engagement between students sending provinces and the students to ensure that appropriate support is provided. Should we not delete the engagement between provinces? Yeah, I think it is a rephrase that we should engage between provinces that are sending students to ensure that appropriate support is provided. Okay, students should be provided with an orientation program led by former South.
If we want to, I think the first bullet covers the second one, because it's no use we say it might be centralized and then we still say we might talk to the province about the same problem.
We're making recommendations, but these recommendations are not going to be implemented tomorrow, if I can just make an example. The program is, the provinces are still going to be sending students. As you are seated here now, just an example, we don't know how many students, which province is sending students to Cuba. But we can't then not have this, because it's not going to happen. That's why I'm saying tomorrow, I mean, be ridiculous. But it's not something that is going. It's not going. Not unless we can rephrase and say without diluting the engagement. That whilst processes for centralization are taking place, I don't know. Philosophers can then be able to phrase it better. Honourable Tembegwe.
No, I'm in support of what we are saying, because the first one is just a summarized version. We talk about centralized to improve coordination, and then coordination hasn't been done. So this point on its own, definitely as they pointed it out, that there is no ongoing engagement that is covered, it suffices. As it is, there's no way in which we can cancel it, because it says a lot about what is central that needs to be done in
progress.
No, I agree to you. My understanding is that the first bulletin deals with the future,
mm-hmm.
and then the second bulletin deals with the current situation.
Okay. Thank you very much. The third bullet is, students should be provided with an orientation program led by former South African Cuban trained doctors before embarking on a program. We agreed on that. I think it's something that we all, there should be an ongoing psychological support for the students studying in Cuba. Is bullet number two not on its, I don't know, on the orientation program by former South African Cuban doctors playing there, is it not also going to be addressing the psychological support or is two separate Honourable Wilson, Honourable Timberline.
Thank you, Chair. I would leave those as two separate bullet points, because one is to prepare them psychologically for what they're going into, and the other one is that they have got such psychological support on the other side when they are actually facing and dealing with some of the situations that they are there. I believe they must remain as two separate bullet points. Thank you.
Honourable Tim McGuire.
I also want to concur with what she has said right now, based on the point that an orientation program is a program of its own kind, and it cannot be compared to the others. And psychological support stems from the after effects of undergoing the orientation program, so we cannot mix the two. Each and everyone stands on its own. Thank you.
Okay. The last bullet, provinces should provide students with feedback on their concerns and challenges. Great. Then five is lessons that Honourable Mashalela, then it will be Honourable Wilson.
No, before we go there, Chair, I would have thought that the recommendation, because if you read the background of the visits and the main objective why the committee was visiting, was taking that tour, it was not mainly and solely to check the condition of the students. That was not the sole reason for the visit. And therefore, I would have thought that under recommendations, it should include the main issue that the committee decided around the issue of NHI. There's nothing that is inside about it. The issue of excellent health outcome in relation to the effective implementation of the primary healthcare systems, which is aligned to the within the context of what we call universal healthcare coverage system, which is the main issue that we're investing in as a future in South Africa to implement. I would have thought that the main reason was that what lesson have we learned there and what recommendation is there in. And I would have thought that the lessons would come before recommendations. So that you say these are the lessons, then arising from the lessons, these are the recommendations that are made.
So, Honourable Wilson?
Sorry, full on the students' recommendations, Chair, that I think is vital to be added under one of those bullet points. And it was a complaint from the embassy, and particularly from the RF ambassador to Cuba, that the students and even the provinces think that the ambassador and the embassy are there to babysit them. And in actual fact, and the ambassador said it to us not once but on several occasions, this is not my job. We are there to assist. We will assist in emergency. But they are having to book their flights. They are having to do this. They are having to do that. I think there needs to be there must be a program where students and provinces are taught the role of the ambassador and the embassy and what their role is with regards to students in Cuba.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to say, like it has been stated in page 11, the recommendations are specifically based on the meeting the South African students in Cuba, because we needed to make some recommendations on our findings about our meeting there. But that which is said by Honourable Mashalela here is that all the reflections as lesson learned, the observations as they are, because we can make recommendations, but it's some of the recommendations are purely dependent on the ministerial, the level that is higher than us. But I'm just speaking out of correction. And just to comment to what Honorable has said right now about the whoever is there in Cuba, the diplomat and everything, it can obviously be included under the orientation program, all inclusive, what to expect and that. So according to me, all information is included here under recommendations and lessons.
I also thought that there are certain things that were actually requested and that we discussed with the officials there, and that they were pleading with us to recommend for our government to look into that, especially the molecular medicine. And the pharmacopoeia and vaccine potential of getting into partnership with us, with South Africa, to send students specifically to go and study molecular medicine, which they have got high expertise of, and also the co-manufacturing of vaccines, which they don't need anymore. They don't need them because they've conquered the diseases which needed the manufacturing of those vaccines like PGC and other vaccines. And also the anti-cancer research medications, and also the other thing that they have discovered about gangrene, the treatment of gangrene, that's why they are not amputating people anymore. And this medication, actually they were tabulated that they could manufacture them in South Africa with it, because they struggled to get ingredients, and if they were manufacturing them in South Africa, in conjunction with South Africa, then it would be easier for them to do that and make them available universally from South Africa. I thought those could have been some of the recommendations that, but I didn't know whether maybe Eddie or whatever, you would have spoken to the minister about that. But as the study group, these are things that we were exposed to, and we went there to find out what makes their primary healthcare system excellent is because they have this thing in on the curative part and on the preventative part of medication.
I just wanted to make one comment, and just to say why lesson learned under 5. If you can check on your first page, you don't have gone there. The very first paragraph under background, the last two sentences, the success of student system of universal and primary health hold many lessons for effective implementation of NHI in South Africa. So the question would be, what are those lessons learned? And that is the reason why the content advisors decided to give that last paragraph the title lesson learned, because it's derived from the background rationale as created in all the
I think we were on a study tour to learn what good practice is. And in learning good practice, there are issues that you focus on, you touch on in terms of your report, which I would appreciate if we can summarize the issue of what they were raising in terms of training, that our focus in terms of training is only around the issue of doctors, and would, we must also look into expanding that into people that are going to be doing in issues of can I say pharmacology? I'm just reading that in one word. So I think what if then we want to make a recommendation on that is that we'll then in the presentation, this is what then they have also raised and raised with us, and which is what we are recommending. In issues of manufacturing, I would propose that we put a sentence that says we'll encourage South African government in moving forward to have interactions with the Cuban government on the issue of manufacturing instead of going into a detail. Because I'm saying because we were on a statute. Honorable Mashalela, is that we because really we were there to learn. So I would have thought that maybe what could have come first should have been lessons learned, and then after that, what then are we recommending? But I think we are, because you have raised that before we come into the lessons that we have learned on page 5. I'm sorry, on point five. We say 4 the lesson learned, then 5 the recommendation. On lessons learned, I think we've also covered that.
I just think in terms of the reporting, I would change it from lessons learned to observations. But it's mine.
We're in a study tour to learn best practices, and therefore lessons learned. We can't drop that. Honourable members, there we are. How many do we have? 1, 2, 3, 4. So this is our report from the study tour. Should I smuggle a recommendation on the duration of the trip in moving forward in future for committees in the next administration, that the duration must be extended at least depending on the program of parliament? But if you are going for a study tour for a week, there's nothing that you learn, because everything, I'm making an example, everything is condensed. Whereas if next parliament can relook into extending the period of study tours for members to be able to learn more extensively, and the other countries also be able to understand the purpose of our visit. Otherwise, can I
have
a formal move on
my effect? Yeah, I just wanted to say, let's change 4 to 5 and 5 to 4, which are other things that were highlighted as recommendations. So I move that the report be accepted with the amendments that have been made. Thank you.
Can I get a second? I will use your mic on the room.
Thank you, Chair. I'll take it.
Thank you. Thank you very much, honourable members. That is our report. I think it was a very I think it's important that I raise this so that I'm not at least we had a very exciting. We all behaved. We oversleep even if we are at home with times and delays, so that is not an issue. But what is an issue, what I think is important is that we all understood that we are there as representing our country. I think that is very important that I raised it as a leader of the delegation. And I want to thank members very much for allowing the chair to lead them, and also the chair allowing herself or himself to be led by the delegation. Thank you very much. What happens in New York stays in New York. And the others that are laughing, oh, it's only those, I don't know, Zubair, why are you laughing for us? You're not in New York. Sorry, honourable members. Formally, our meeting stands adjourned until we meet again. Sorry for that. I'm going to go to the next one.